Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin, and the Mishnah had said on Samach Esma Beis, the beginning of the parak, beginning of Balo Kohen Gadol, that we are up to the part of the Avoda of Yom Kippur of Kriyas HaTorah, a special type of Kriyas HaTorah where the Kohen Gadol takes a Torah and goes out to somewhere, the Azara or somewhere, and he takes the Torah with a lot of pomp and circumstance, passed from one dignitary to the next dignitary. The Chazan HaKnesset gives it to the Rosh HaKnesset, who gives it to the Skan, who gives it to the Kohen Gadol, and finally he takes it and he lanes and he reads from the Torah, Parshas Achremos, which is what he's involved in right now. He's involved in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and then he lanes for Parshas Emor, and then he says, Yosef Mimashah Kavasa Lefnechem Kosef Khan, I'm not gonna lane a little more, and that's why we had the Shira a few days ago about Tircha de Tzivura, and he reads from Pinchas Balpeh. These are Pinchas Balpeh. So the Gemara Daf Ayin says as follows, that what happens after he lanes, says the Gemara, he says a special brachos, he says eight brachos, and he says, Tan Rabbanan, Ala Torah, Kederach Shemavarchin, Bebeis HaKnesses, Ala Voda, he says all the different brachos that are related, and then another Tan Rabbanan. Vishara Tfila, Rina Tchina, Bakasha Milfanech, Alamcha Yisrael, Shetzrichin Livasha, Vachosin Beshomea Tfila. And he makes, says all of these eight special brachos. V'yacharkach, kol echad ve'echad, mevi sefer Torah mibeiso. Afterwards, all the Klal Yisrael, they bring their own sefer Torah to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel on Yom Kippur. Somebody asked me yesterday, everyone who was going Aliyah LeRegel, did they come 4 days or 5 days early to be able to be there for Yom Kippur? Or if they're coming anyway, or did everybody arrive between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Okay, question, but there's no chiyuv of Aliyah LeRegel on Yom Kippur, but it must be exciting to be there with a lot of Klal Yisrael, to be outside waiting for the Kohen Gadol to come out. But it says everybody brought their sefer Torah mibeiso, right? Rashi says from Erev Yom Kippur, they didn't bring it on Yom Kippur, but they brought it beforehand. V'korebo, and they read from it. Kidei laharos chazuso larabim. In order to show its appearance to the tzivur. What does that mean? What is Rashi driving at? Everybody brought their Sifrei Torah. The Kohen Gadol has his Sifrei Torah, and everybody brought their own Sifrei Torah. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we have to have our own Sifrei Torah written to show its appearance to the tzivur. Rashi, what is going on here? Laharos chazusa l'rabim, very important Rashi. Laharos noya shel Sifrei Torah, to show the beauty of the Sifrei Torah. V'tiferes ba'aleha, and the glory of its owner, la shetarach lehisnaos b'mitzvah, that were toreach to beautify the mitzvah. They had beautiful Sifrei Torah, so they brought it to show everyone how beautiful the mitzvah is. Shneamar zekeli v'yanveyu, hisnael afana b'mitzvahs. Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechah Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, the sugya of hider mitzvah, lulav noah, Sifrei Torah noah, Beklaf noe, bidyo noe, belavler uman, making a beautiful sefer Torah. Ume erev yom akipurim heviim sham, and they brought it on erev yom kippur. Okay, but what is Rashi driving at? Rashi is mentioning hider mitzvah. So this hider mitzvah is a very large topic. We're going to speak about one aspect, at least focus mostly on one aspect of hider mitzvah that this Rashi emphasizes, because this is a Rashi that's quoted. Yuma defayin, Rashi. Is hider mitzvah something that has to be public? Or does hider mitzvah, let's say I'm doing a mitzvah in private, is there a concept of hider mitzvah if nobody else is ever going to see it? It's just me, right? Or does hider mitzvah, the whole idea of hider mitzvah, to glorify, to beautify a mitzvah, it's all about Barov HaMadras Melech. It's all about public. It's all about making everybody show how much I'm excited about mitzvahs, and I do mitzvahs in a beautiful way, so it's about other people. It's not so much about me. So this Rashi, Laharos Chazusa L'Rabim, to show the Torah's beauty to others, and Rashi quotes the general sources of Hider Mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam discusses this, and he doesn't really quote. He says, Kesed Hu, Paragimel, of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Kesed Hu Korei, Yoshev Ezra Sanashim, V'chol Omem Dimlefanav, V'chazen HaKnesses, Nodon Sefer Torah, Nodon Sefer Torah, Nodon Chul, and he continues, and he said this whole what the Mishnah describes. Umakabel v'kori omedach remos v'yach ba'asah shabashas amados at sofa inyan, and then he holds the sefer Torah and says Yosef Mashakos l'fneim kasuv, and then he reads Bamidbar Balpeh. And he quotes all of the brachos that are mentioned. End of the parak. So the Rambam in Hilchot Avodah Zarah does not mention this idea, but again, that's not our focus right now. But that's the question. The question is, does Siddur Mitzvah require publicity? So if we think about it, maybe what some of us are remembering the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah talks about, let's say somebody gets home very, very late. Somebody gets home very late on a Chanukah night, and he wants to light Chanukah candles, and he's the only one awake. So the Mishnah Berurah, discussion in the poskim, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes, yeah, wake someone up. Wake someone up to see your Chanukah candles. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Beis, that's the siman about the time of lighting Chanukah candles. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have the whole night to light it, b'di'eved, mavlik, if you didn't light it during Achdich L'Rekam and Ashuk, ha'nimidli l'chadchila, avalim avar, zeh hazman v'lo hidlik, madlik v'holik, kol ha'layla, v'im avar kol ha'layla v'lo hidlik, ein lo tashlumin. Okay, if you missed the whole night, then you are stuck. Says the Mishnah Berurah, at amud ha'shachar, you have until dawn, u'bir bracha, and you can make the bracha up until amud ha'shachar. V'ayinu dafka im b'nei ha'bayis ne'orim. This is only if your family is up, so you have somebody to be mefarsem the nes to. Aval im yishenim, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming it can't be yourself, right? Other poskim aren't as whole differently. Aval im yishenim, but if they're sleeping, quoting the Magen Avraham, ein levarich aleihem eliyale below bracha to kemo dilidetu lohayim levarich ale bezman pirsum anes hachanam elididon v'imbala beisel kodem alos hashachar must have been emeso yishenim min hanachom she yekitzeim kedei she yuchal lahalik bebracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Wake somebody up for a couple of minutes in order to light it with a bracha. So you see this Mishnah Berurah like, oh, okay. Chanukah is at Hiddur Mitzvah, and says the Mishnah Berurah that it's better to wake somebody. You have to wake somebody up in order to say the bracha, and therefore maybe that proves, like this Rashi says, Hiddur Mitzvah is all about the publicity, and the one that sees it and not just. The Mishnah Berurah, though, here is not dafka talking about Hiddur Mitzvah. Maybe even the first candle, the Iker candle, which is Iker Mitzvah, not Hiddur Mitzvah. So maybe it's something special about Chanukah. Maybe it's not dafka Hiddur. This is just the Mitzvah of Chanukah. Is that Persumenisa? Inherently, Persumenisa. Obviously, these mitzvahs are about being Mefarsim. But it could be that by other mitzvahs, you know, it's not the, by regular Hiddur Mitzvah, you wouldn't have to. Dafka by Chanukah, which is all about Pirsum Hanes. But it comes up outside of Hilchos Chanukah as well. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, Meseches Menachos, Meseches Gittin, about Hiddur Mitzvah in writing tefillin. Writing tefillin. So writing tefillin, or generally, unless you're a sofer every couple of years, you're not going to see the writing of the tefillin. So is there Hiddur Mitzvah when it comes to writing the tefillin? So this is the discussion of Sirtut, scoring the cloth, right? Usually when we write nowadays, as some are taking notes right here, you write on top of the line in the notebook, right? Top of the line. That's how you take notes. But in the Torah, there are marks, there are indentations, there are lines that the sofer writes under the line, right? That's how the sofer keeps things straight. So there is a discussion. What needs Sirtut, right? We have Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. So what needs Sirtut? Says the Gemara here in Menachas and Daf Lamed Beis, where there's a discussion of Sirtut, says Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos, to say for Torah boi Sirtut, mishum ze keili v'yanvehu, aval tfilin, to mechusin ba'or, lo boi Sirtut, to lo shayach b'hu noi. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need Sirtut by tfilin. Tfilin is a function, Sirtut is a function of Hiddur Mitzvah, to write in a beautiful way, and therefore, you don't need it by tefillin because nobody's going to see it. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. V'ksaz tema to b'samach yafina. Tosfos argues to b'samach yafina mezuzah misefer Torah b'gzeirah shava k'siva k'siva l'inyan k'siva sigeres. But soon the Gemara is going to have a gzeirah shava learning halachas between the writing of the mezuzah and the writing of the sefer Torah. V'amai lo yafina mina sefer Torah mi mezuzah l'inyan sirtut. If mezuzah doesn't need, so then sefer Torah maybe shouldn't need either. And Tosa discusses that the, maybe there's different kinds of sirtut. Again, sirtut is a topic on its own, but Tosfos, at least here, quotes Rabbeinu Tam as a deya that it wouldn't need because it's covered. And the Rambam also, look on the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Sefer Torah talks about the rules and writings of a Sefer Torah. The Rambam talks about the 10 halachas of writing tefillin, then the mezuzah. I think we mentioned the 20 last time. It says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shein Kosin Sefer Torah below mezuzah, Ela Besirtut. Sefer Torah and mezuzah need sirtut. Aval tefillin, Einan Srichan Sirtut. Lefi Shehein Mechupin. Tefillin does not need sirtut because they are covered. You might ask about mezuzah, good kasha. But the Rambam says tefillin are covered and therefore does not need sirtut. Umuftar lift of tefillin and mezuzah shalom and aksav. You don't have to copy from a previous Torah, but this is the Rambam sheet to the Rabbeinu Tam that sirtut wouldn't apply by tefillin. Not everyone agrees. You look in the Rush. The Rush in Hilchos, Sefer Torah. The back of Maseches Menachos, the Rush has Hilchos Sefer Torah, Hilchos mezuzah. The Chulus, the Rush there quotes another Deah that maybe it's not true. Maybe it's true. Maybe it needs Sirtut. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. This is an Ozayin. Om Rabbeinu Tam, to say for Torah, Tov Lesartate, Kedei Liyasher Haksiva, Mishem Zek Keli Vianveyu, Aval Tfilin, De Bechusin, Bebatim, Lo Beinon, Miyubi Yerushalmi Mashba, Kibirish Rashi, to say for Torah, Yalif, Kedei Garsino Hasam, No Merkan, Divrei Shalom, Be'emes, Venever Lahalan, Emes, Kneiv Al Timkar, Mal Lahalan, Zorach Sirtut, Avkan Zorach Sirtut. So it's possible that Tfilin would need Sirtut. Vaikra, Akal HaTorah Nelmar, the Chulu. So maybe it does need sirtut. If you need sirtut by tefillin, what does that show? Hidur mitzvah does not apply, does not need someone else. Hidur mitzvah does not need to be meforsam. So the question is, what's the machlokas about? Why would hidur mitzvah need sirtut? Why wouldn't hidur mitzvah need to be publicized? Why wouldn't it need to be publicized? This is a discussion. Rav Zsolti has this in the Mishnas Yavetz and Arachayim. In Siman Ayin Dalet. And he relates it to the famous machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. In Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah. And that is, you remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amabez, where the Gemara discusses the three levels of mitzvah when it comes to Neiris Chanukah. You have mitzvahs Neir Chanukah, Neiris Shubeso, the Iker mitzvahs Neiris Shubeso, then you have the Mahadrin, which is Neir Lekal Echad Ve'echad, on each person, five people in the family, so it's five candles the first night, five candles the second night, five candles the third night. Right, that's the second level, Neir Lekal Echad Ve'echad, and then you have Mahadrin ben Mahadrin, and that is 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. Machlokes Beishamah and Beisila. And the major machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam is level 3 building on level 2, or is level 3 going back and building on level 1? That's the machlokes. According to Tosfos, level 3 goes back to level 1, meaning Iker Mitzvah is one candle per night. One candle per night. That's it. In every house is only one candle. And then the next level up is family member. But the third level is going back to, 3 is going back to 1. Meaning 1 to 8, but it's only one Chanukiah, one menorah in the house. Right? On the first night there's 1, the second night there's 2, third night there's 3. You forget the family members, says Tosfos. Right? That's Shita Tosfos here on Chaf Aleph Mabez. And the Rambam, as we know, argues. The Rambam says, no, level 3 is building on level 2. And that is, the first night you go by family members and night. The first night there are 5 people in the family. First night 5, second night 10, third night 15. And you keep going up. So it's family members and night. And this is one of the Be'er Heitev points out, one of the unusual cases in Halacha, where the Shulchan Aruch follows Tosfos, and the Ramah follows the Rambam. A little difference between the Ramah and the Rambam about who lights the candles, but in general, in terms of the numbers, right, this is flipped. Almost always, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, and the Ramah follows Tosfos, and here it is opposite. Why does Tosfos say it goes back to level 1? Why does Tosfos say that the Hidur Mitzvah, you forget the family, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, 1 to 8, it goes back to level 1, Tosfos says, because you have to be able to notice what night it is. If people are looking through the window and they see 25 candles, they have no idea what night it is. And it's important to know what other people are thinking for Hidur Mitzvah. That's Tosfos Hashita. Tosfos Hashita. V'nira l'ri, d'v'shem e'sila lo kaimi ela aner ishu beso, shekein yish yoser hidur de'ika hakeira, kishem mosif v'holeh v'machaser, kishu k'neged yaman erchazim ha'yotzen, aval amosin ner l'kol echad, afilu yosef mikan ve'elech, leka hakeira. If you add on 15 candles, so then there's no heker, she is ru b'kashikash k'ish b'nei adam ha'bayis. People think that that's how many people there are in the house. So what's that machlokas about? The Rambam doesn't feel that way. The Rambam does not need for people to know what night it is. Right? The Rambam is holds it's okay. So that's the chakira that Rav Zolti talks about. Is hiddur mitzvah about other people? Do we take into account what other people are seeing? What other people are viewing? And then that's what Tosfos says. Or is it, and that's what Tosfos says here in Shabbos, you have to care about what other people think about. And that's what he says by Sirtut, right? You don't need Sirtut by Tefillin, according to Tosfos, because nobody's going to see it. Tosfos L'shitaso, right? The two different deus, two different Tosfosim. Or do you say, no, Hiddur Mitzvah is not so much about the person seeing, but it's about the person doing. About, I should do mitzvahs in a mehudar way. I should do mitzvahs in a beautiful way, separate from anyone else who might be seeing the action or the chefsa. Either way, so is that the focus? Is the hiddur mitzvah focused on the viewers or on the doer, right? Or you might say a different formulation: is it about the chefsa or is it about the maisa? Right, about the chefsa or about the maisa? Maybe if it's about the chefsa, it's about beautifying the object. The focus of the mitzvah is having a beautiful object. So then maybe it's about other people seeing it, because I want this object to be viewed beautifully. If it's about the maisa, maybe it's about me. I should do the maisa in a beautiful way. And the focus should be me, not about other people seeing it. And what does our Rashi say? Our Rashi is emphasizing, our Rashi, quoting the general hiddur mitzvah sugya, here, kedei laharus chazus al harabim, that's showing Rashi's focusing on public. What's fascinating is that Rashi is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel. Right? Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel, which is the sugya of Hiddur Mitzvah. And the Gemara there gives a number of examples of Hiddur Mitzvah. The Gemara there says, Zekeli Mianveyu, you should do it in a beautiful way. Hisna Elefanav Mitzvos. What does the Gemara there say? Asay Elefanav. Sukkah Na'eh, Lulav Na'eh, Shofar Na'eh, Tzitziz Na'eh, Sefer Torah Na'eh. That's five so far. Right, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, sefer Torah. V'kasev bo l'shmo b'diyo na'eh, use beautiful ink. B'kulmis na'eh, with a beautiful quill. B'lavlar uman, with an expert sofer. Look at our Rashi. Our Rashi's quotes. Lulav na'eh, okay, only one. Lulav doesn't quote sukkah, doesn't quote tzitzis. Sefer Torah na'eh, b'klaf na'eh, b'diyo na'eh, b'lavlar uman. Out of the Sefer Torah ones, what did Rashi leave out? Kulmis Na'eh. Why do you need a quill? Right, the other ones all are about the result, about the object, right? The uman and the cloth and the ink. But the kulmis, you have to use a beautiful quill. What if you use an ugly quill? Nobody could tell anything after it's written, unless Na'eh means like a very fancy one, that the result will be different. But it's interesting that Rashi leaves that one out. Rashi leaves that one out, you know, when he quotes the example. Does Rashi just have a different girsa, right, in that Gemara? Maybe, but maybe he left it out because the emphasis here is the chefza, right? It's about showing others, and therefore he leaves it out, because that's not the example in terms of that. So again, that could be a possibility. If you look in the Rasher Weiss, the Minchas Asher in Shmos and Perachafei, he discusses that sometimes you find Hiddur Mitzvah in the Chefsa and Hiddur Mitzvah in the Maisa also, the different Chilukim, and he has other examples where sometimes you have unusual cases of Hiddur Mitzvah. Right? Because Tosfos Maseches Brachas and Daf Chaf Aleph, where Tosfos has a line where Tosfos says, even if you hold of Shomea Ka'one, there's a Hiddur Mitzvah to say it yourself. Which is fascinating, because sometimes you have counter pressure the other way, right? By Kiddush, you have Barovam Hajas Melech, one person should say Kiddush. But sometimes, let's say you wouldn't have a Barovam issue, you just have a question of Shomea Ka'one issue, so the Tosfos there has a line that even though you're Yotzi De Shmia, it's Lechachila better to say it yourself. Okay? There's no Chefsa there. That's in terms of the Maisa. Rashi and the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim talk about not eating a lot on Erev Pesach. So we can eat matzah with a big appetite, b'te'avon, and that's based on hiddur mitzvah. So hiddur mitzvah means not eating a lot, so I can eat matzah b'hislavos. Again, that's not making the matzah more beautiful; that's making the maisa more beautiful. So again, these are just highlighting the fact that hiddur mitzvah is not only. You have sometimes hiddur mitzvah in the maisa, hiddur mitzvah in the chefsa. And again, a nafka mina might be whether hiddur mitzvah only is about where you could show it to others, right, or not. So again, by If by tefillin, let's say, if you're not going to be able to, nobody's ever going to see it, so maybe there's no heter mitzvah there because it's about the chefza, but here it's not, it wouldn't apply. There is one just final point, and that is with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam we mentioned the Rambam does not seem by sirtut, right? It sounds like Tosfos, right? You don't need sirtut by tefillin because it's covered. But by, right, by, and therefore only if it's visible. But the Rambam by Hilchas Chanukah was one that argued with Tosfos, so we don't care what other people see. Right? They don't have to know what night it is. So it's not a stira. Right? You might say, the more candles people see, the more heder mitzvah there is. It's not about knowing what night it is. It's about knowing Chanukah. And the more candles there are, wow, there's more greatness of Hashem. So you might say the Rambam also cares about other people's view. That's number one. Or one might say that shiny Chanukah, the heder mitzvah by Chanukah cannot be compared to the heder mitzvah anywhere else. Right? The heder mitzvah by Chanukah is, first and foremost, it's more mandated than others. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch talks about Hilchas Chanukah, so you would think the Shulchan Aruch would tell us what's the Iker mitzvah, what's the Mahajan. What's amazing is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us how many candles you have to light? 1 to 8. Shulchan Aruch just runs to Mahajan and Mahajan. If it's Hidr mitzvah, tell us what the Iker mitzvah is and tell us what the Hidr mitzvah is. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorach lizar b'ner Chanukah, kama neres madlik, b'layla rishon madlik echad, mikan ve'elach, mosav olech, echad b'chol layla. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention neres u'beso. Right? Just to go straight, as if to say, this is the mitzvah. Right? The Hidr mitzvah of Chanukah becomes part and is a chelek of the Iker mitzvah more than anywhere else. Hidr mitzvah by other, if you have an esrog, that's cost a certain amount, and you have esrog that costs more. If you have a sefer Torah, so that's a hidr mitzvah that's extra. But by Chanukah, it integrates into the mitzvah itself. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote the Iker HaMitzvah. This has many nafkaminas in halacha by Chanukah. If I forget to light, make a bracha until after I lit the first few, which candle do you light first? Again, there's many. I think we discussed this back in Masechta Shabbos about hidr mitzvah. Just one final note: the Rambam never quotes the sugya of hidr mitzvah. Never quotes it. Never quotes that Gemara in Shabbos. This is no elafana b'mitzvos. And the question is, why not? Why doesn't he quote it? So some say Rosh Weiss likes to quote the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes, Hidr Mitzvah is Derech Ha'ara. It's a nice thing. It's not a chiyuv. It's a nice thing. The Rambam quotes Hidr Mitzvah by Chanukah. But in general, why not? So maybe it's just a nice thing. It's a nice concept. Or maybe one could suggest exactly the opposite. It's so obvious and part and parcel of every mitzvah that he's supposed to do it in a beautiful way. He doesn't have to quote it as a separate idea. You have to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. He doesn't quote Hidr mitzvah per se, but he does quote other very similar idea in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. At the end of Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, where's my avoda? Here, the end of Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam quotes, like he does every not so often, but sometimes the Rambam quotes Tami HaMitzvahs at the end of a set of mitzvos, the end of Hilchas Me'ilah, the end of Avoda, right, those are both at the end of Sfarim, but at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach, let me just find this, the end of Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam quotes, you're supposed to use the night, the best oil and the best flour for carbonous seabor, umeyacha shekulang shirin lemenachas, lama nimnu, kadei leida yafesh, she'en lemala mimenu, fashava vapachos, right? The Mishnah is in Menachas, quote, what's the best oil to use? What's the best flour to use? What do we have to know the whole levels for? To know what's best. Sha'arotel zakos atzmo yakuf yitzro hara v'yarchiv yado, v'yavi karbono mena yafev ha'meshubach b'yoser shaboso amin, she'yavi mimenu. Bring your carbon from the best that you have. Why? Sha'arei, nomar b'torah, says the Rambam. The hevel hevi gamhumi b'choras sono michel vehen. Vayisha Hashem al hevel minchaso. The Rambam quotes Kain and Hevel. Hashem turned to Hevel and not Kain. Why? Because Hevel brought from the best. Mi b'choras sono. V'hu adin l'chol davar shehu l'ashem akel hatov sheyem in hanoya hatov. Bring from the best. Not exactly hider mitzvah, but it's very similar. Bring from the best. V'imbana beis tefila. If you build a shul, yehi noy mi beis yishivaso. The shul has to be nicer than your house. Heachil ra'ev, yachil manatov. You give somebody who's hungry food, give him the best. Va'amatok, kisei arum. You covered somebody who doesn't have clothes. Yechazav anayafesh b'ksuso. Hikdish davar, yachdish b'nayafesh b'nachazav. V'cheinu omer kol chelev l'ashem. So it's interesting, the Rambam never quotes, k'se keli v'yanvehu. his Nalafanim and Mitzvos, but he does quote the similar idea in the Elav Yisurim Mizbeach to always bring for the best. Either way, this is a little bit about either mitzvah, public or private, based on our Rashi. Haras Chazusa L'Rabim, or Rashi quotes Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. But I'm going to try to continue the Shiurim over the summer. Just a few days I might be traveling, but Beth Hashem, hope to get back into it, Beth Hashem, soon. Okay, we'll stop here.